You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As we've reported day after day over the past several months and really over the past several years, spending from the federal government is going way up. That not only means more dollars coming here to Washington, it means bigger bureaucracies in just about every part of the federal government. But what's it like inside those bureaucracies, where names that you don't know and faces you don't recognize make huge decisions with those tax dollars? With me now to explain this maze is William Parker, author of The Agency Game, Inside the Bureaucratic Jungle. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.
You have spent time in government service. You have spent time in the private sector. This bureaucratic environment that you describe in the book, how much different is it in government work compared to the private sector?
It's almost like night and day. The two move to generally move to different drummers. If you're working for a regulated company, you tend to be more bureaucratic because you have to conform to bureaucratic norms, to norms that have been set down by government agencies. But even so, there's an enormous difference.
What did you notice when you worked for the government? What was one of the first things that really struck you when you went into the bureaucratic world of the government that showed you, hey, this is a lot different than where I just was?
Well, one of the things I noticed was that our department secretary, who had a powerful patron, I assume in City Hall, would spend literally hours on the phone yakking away and never answered the office phone or did anything on her typewriter. I mean, she'd just sit there yakking all day long. And if you needed something done, something that fell into the general range of secretarial work, you might get it done that day if you were lucky. I mean, that's one difference that really just hit me over the head with a hammer when I was there. There were a lot of people like that who, would come in every day because they were supposed to, but their actual output, if you tried to figure out some way to measure it, was probably pretty minuscule.
You talk, Bill, about the different types of people that work inside the bureaucracies, from those who are just punching the clock, which you kind of just mentioned, to those who are trying to change the world and believe they have all the answers on how to do that. Give us a little more insight on that.
Well, there are basically four types of people that you're going to encounter, at least I've found with years of observation. One are your idealists, and they think that they and only they have all the answers, and that they're going to right some great wrong, or they're going to impose some social norm, something like that, and that theirs is the only answer. And they come often out of school, and they're filled with zeal. Emotionally, they're not quite as mature as some others of us. They're out to change the world. You get another type of person who is what I call a hanger-on. And a hanger-on is somebody who reached their final placement years ago, and they've got 20 years to go until they retire. And they will do anything they can and everything they can to hang on to their position. They will take no chances. I mean, it's kind of like NFL football, where you minimize anything that has an element of risk in it. Any one of their people who tries to do something or shows the slightest bit of initiative that is outside their idea of what should be done is jumped on very, very hard. You have another group of people whom I call time clock punchers. They come in the morning at 9 o'clock. They go home in the afternoon at 5. Very, very seldom will they take work home with them. For them, a long day of the office is going home at 10 minutes past 5. And they'll do just about anything you want them to do, as long as the authorizations are in place. And they don't worry too much about what was going on. Some of them, I think, are idealists who've just burned out. Others are people who just say, I'm getting paid, I'll come in, I'll do what they want me to do, at the end of the day I go home. And then there's one last group, and then depending on the kind of agency you're in, you may get more of them, you may get fewer of them, and those are what I call power seekers, and they're people who want to advance to positions of power. If they advance to positions of power, they want to advance the power of the agency over any rival agencies, and they will stab, they will do anything they can to get ahead.
couple minutes left here with Bill Parker. He's author of The Agency Game. And Bill, real quickly, what is the genesis of that attitude, the cynical, the lack of initiative? And that's not necessarily to paint with a completely broad brush. There are, I'm sure, folks that do work hard and show initiative in these different agencies. But you're obviously seeing a trend over your years in working in government service. What's at the heart of that?
Well, I think the heart of it is the first thing you want to do above all else is avoid blame. Anything you do will bring someone who's going to criticize you, and criticism is a form of blame. So what you try and do is as little as possible, you've got to do whatever the agency has been set up to do through its enabling legislation. But beyond that, you don't want to do anything. And so, as I say, it's like in the National Football League, you play to avoid blame. And consequently, it's very difficult, something new and exciting, let it be invented somewhere else. If it's a good idea, we'll pick it up, we'll take it, but, we don't want to get blamed. And I think that says a great deal for government service.
Every 2 years, every 4 years, we hear people running for Congress, Senate, President saying, I'm going to go to Washington and change the system. What are their odds of actually doing that?
Gales of cynical laughter. As I point out in the book, I think the chances of that are absolutely zero. I know that former Vice President Gore tried to reinvent government, or at least he told us he did. Everything I write in the book, all the protocols, all the behaviors, the whole schmear is still in place. And in that sense, he didn't change anything. I could give a few people an early out, but that was about it. It's not going to make any difference. 4 years from now, 8 years from now, there's going to be another president. And it's not just in the federal government. It's the state, local, municipal. They're all the same.
Bill, unfortunately, that's the last word. Very interesting. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
William Parker is the author of The Agency Game, Inside the Bureaucratic Jungle. This is Dateline Washington.